Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I know it's radio and nobody can smell anything, but we're going to talk about smell a lot
right
now.
We are.
This thing came out about childhood smells and the things that like take you instantly back. And I was like thinking, I don't really have, other than gasoline.
And you didn't like that scent.
Gasoline reminds you of your childhood?
Child labor. My father used to make me mow when I didn't want to mow.
Oh.
And he had one of those, like, how many gallons is this? This is like a 10-gallon, the huge thing like you would put on the back of a Jeep.
Yes.
And that thing just reeks.
Yeah, well, but I had to like pick it up as like a 7-year-old and try to get it into the Toro, and it would like just dump all over me.
On a hot mower.
On a hot day, and it was just awful.
Just nasty.
But when I smell gas, like even now, if I get gas on my hands when I'm pumping gas, I'm instantly transformed into that child who was like dreading mowing. Because my like band teacher lost a finger mowing, so I was like, the whole time I'm like, I smell like, oh my God, thank you guys for being here as my therapist. Like mowing in general gives me a ton of like childhood anxiety.
So you'll smell that
trauma.
Today.
Yeah, absolutely. Second I smell it.
But yeah, you make your son get out there and mow.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
And two, I have an ego.
I have an ego electric
right. mower.
So
that's how much I'm. Don't look at me like I did it to get rid of the like.
You know that's
thing.
A coal mower, don't you?
I wasn't.
You know where electricity
Dude,
comes from.
Dude, I wasn't doing it for.
I know.
Now we're going to get Amber mad.
I know.
Doing it for the environment. I was doing it
gotcha.
For me.
Okay.
I selfishly did it.
Nice.
Just so you know, while I mow.
Mm-hmm.
With my electric mower, yep. I start my truck and just let it run.
You're the worst. The worst.
Doesn't that balance things out?
It does.
Okay.
There are times I forget and I have to go back out. It's run all
let
night.
Let it go for longer
oh,
this
man,
time.
It's awful.
Oh, man.
I just spray some Aquanet into the air. It's awesome. So, childhood smells. What do you got, Steve? You have a smell that like...
Yeah. Mine's the dryer vent. Especially in the wintertime. I don't know what it is with the cold air because you can just smell. It's more thicker. Do you like the smell of when it comes out of the dryer?
Dryer vent.
Yeah.
You're meaning.
Okay. You know,
you don't have a dryer.
You don't have
are
a
you
house.
An apartment?
Do you have a house or apartment?
Apartment.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to find your dryer vent. So somewhere outside your apartment, there's a like a little triangle thing coming out. And like, so you start your dryer. Do you put like bounce or anything in your dryer?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So now you gotta go find your dryer vent.
And just sit there.
Stand underneath your dryer vent.
It smells really good.
It smells like.
I don't know why, but it smells
why
good.
Are you looking
you
at
I mean,
us?
You
like,
have me convinced. You guys are very passionate about this dryer vent scent.
I love that. And whenever you get like a new Monopoly game and you open it up, it just has that new smell.
There's a smell?
Yeah, it's like a
what is
trivial
it?
A new board game smell.
Do
I don't know what
it is. Do you think it's like the plastic pieces
Maybe,
or something?
Maybe, or the actual board itself. I don't know, but it smells wonderful. All right, I'll take it. How about a can of tennis balls? You open up a can of tennis balls. Oh,
that's...
Psh-
Couple
Random
things.
One.
Yeah. I grew up poor, as you know.
You couldn't afford tennis?
Not at the country club
no.
playing tennis.
We didn't
like
have.
Steve.
No. Never had tennis
Ping
balls.
Pong even? You couldn't
no. We didn't even have. We would steal other people's tennis balls from their dogs because my brothers had like welded together like 3 or 4 tin cans and made a rocket, a tennis ball launcher.
Yep.
You could launch a tennis ball up so high you couldn't see it.
Dude, that was wicked. That was fun.
It was dangerous when I think back to like them welding together Shasta cans or something.
Yeah,
and then,
as children, but still.
And then somehow using lighter fluid or something.
It works.
It's
fun.
Super, super dangerous.
I want to
know what it smells like. What is it? What is that?
A brand new can of tennis balls.
Does it smell
just
like,
has this wonderful,
like rubbery.
Yes,
almost.
It smells great.
But you like all rubber. You're a rubber
I'm
dude.
I'm a vulcanized guy. Yeah, I like the smell of vulcanized rubber.
Huh.
This is no lie. Steve endorses Big O Tires.
Yeah.
And I don't even think he cares about tires for his car. He literally just goes there and they're like, hey, Steve. And he just sits there. and smells.
In their waiting area because the tires are all in this place.
You can smell the tire smell. That's weird that you're going and hanging out there, though. Okay. Actually, so I used to drive a Jetta when I was a teenager, and that smelled like crayons. And that always kind of reminds me of my teenage years.
Love crayons and Play-Doh smell, too. Oh, Play-Doh. Oh, Slacker. Okay, so they're poor. His family couldn't afford real Play-Doh and the smell. Oh. They would make their homemade Play-Doh.
Why is this like a Slacker?
I know.
Why is everything
childhood
today?
Trauma like, section right
here
now.
Here I am.
The smell of poor.
Like, right? I got gasoline all over me from my child labor thing.
Get your butt out there, work. He's
watching doing... Steve open tennis balls and just dump them out.
Stealing tennis balls with dog slobber on it.
And I literally, I do not, even to this day, I do not know what Play-Doh smells like.
The real stuff. You didn't buy that.
I've never bought.
Like, remember when Steve Spangler? Or anything?
No, like I never gave it to my kids. They want iPads. They don't like kids
oh,
now.
Right? Yeah.
They're just not as
what's
into
this dough.
Right? They think it's stupid.
Like what do you do with this?
The science dude on 9 News gave us all fake Play-Doh.
Oh, Spangler.
Yes, but like, and that's all I ever had.
But
as
it was
a kid.
It was fake. It wasn't even real. Play-Doh.
It wasn't. Yeah, but it glued. Okay. I was going to say glowed in the dark, and I was going to make it past tense and say glue in the dark. Is that a thing?
Well, only poor people.
Not a, some of the other suggestions here, I want to run these by you and see if this brings you back to your childhood. I know the first one does, but it's a test for Steve.
Okay.
Erasers. Does that make you think of your childhood?
Yeah, it did. But school erasers.
That I knew it was going to be that.
Yeah.
Did you, Amber, even have erasers in your school? Like, I'm talking the thing to do a chalkboard.
Oh, yeah, chalkboard erasers.
You still did?
No, there's no way you still had chalkboards.
I'm not that young, yeah. But you're, maybe not in high school, we didn't have our iPads yet or anything like that.
But it just seems weird because there's going to be a generation.
They have no idea what that is.
No idea.
Like, dry erase board eraser.
But they don't smell like anything, do they? They didn't smell like the marker?
No.
So the reason you know what they smelled like
is... I was punished.
Yes.
Pound the erasers. I had to clean the chalkboard.
That kid.
Yeah, I was that kid.
Oh.
So you have to stay after class.
I had to write 500 dictionary words on the chalkboard as punishment after school. So
that
I got
would
pretty used.
Not fly today.
Yeah. That wouldn't even.
They
probably
could
not
do that today.
Why not? You're just writing.
Don't you think that?
Because you're punishing. You're making a child sad. That's
and
why it's
like a display in front of the class. You're
that
shaming
is
them.
True.
You know?
Wait, we can't even shame anymore?
No.
I don't know.
That's why they took the chalkboards away. Can't shame me now.
I my favorite story that Amber probably doesn't know about you being shamed in front of the class.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, that.
You have to tell her.
I had a punishment. My music teacher, because I was talking too much, she goes, Steve, stand up, go to the chalkboard. So I did. She goes, pick up a piece of chalk. Draw a circle on the board. So I did. She goes, put the chalk down. Now lean your nose and lean it against into that circle, and you're not moving for the rest of class.
No.
So legit.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Smelling. Then I had to snort chalkboard for the rest of the class, too. Oh.
That definitely wouldn't fly today.
No.
It would not.
Because she never
physically not.
But she did shame me in front of the class.
That is full-on shame, full-on physical fatigue.
It was, because I had to stay leaned against the, yeah.
And did you draw it at the right height, though? Because if you're not knowing what you're drawing it for.
You're right. I made one too big, too high. She goes, no, bring it down and make it smaller. And then she goes, now lean into it.
Messed up.
Yeah. So chalkboard smell for me.
Eraser is one. Cut grass is one.
Yes.
That everybody loved.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah.
You were saying earlier rain. I don't think rain is a smell.
I love the smell of rain. Yes, it is.
It's
absolutely.
I forget what they say it is.
Every time it rains, I open my windows, my door, let that smell in.
I'm going to get really nerdy.
Uh-oh.
And explain that rain has no smell. What you smell.
Yeah,
Amber,
what is it? It's something.
Is,
you don't know.
No, it's complicated, and the only way to get
it. It's so cold.
I have to try to dumb it down for you.
Wow.
Oh, is that what you're okay?
Okay, please.
Have you ever farted in the shower?
I know where you're going.
I don't think
for some
so.
Reason,
you
water,
lie.
Water
not
captures
that
the smell.
I can recall that I'm like, oh yeah,
okay,
that's what happens when you
he's
right.
in the shower.
This is a thing, okay? There's science behind this. Like, if you fart, I hate saying the word fart, and now I've said it like 3 or 4 times. If you toot, I'll use your word, outside the shower, and it's got there. Oh my God, that's my smell. Yay. I get in the shower, do the same thing. It's so much stronger and like worse because the water is tamping down all the other smells and you smell that more. Does that make sense?
That's why.
So the water itself is like, is not making it stronger. It's just getting rid of all the odor and making it more intense. So when it rains, you're not actually smelling the rain. You're smelling what outside actually smells like.
Like concrete.
Yes,
and...
but you're smelling the leaves and the grass and all those things. But all the water combined. Is making it smell
that's
more.
Right.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I love that smell.
I still like it.
Yeah,
but I just, so. I like now people are like, it's not Jews like rain.
No,
but it doesn't.
I read that somewhere
there
too.
There are candles that are rain. Okay.
But
I'm just saying.
I think they actually smell like all the other things. And there's also, I'm putting out a line of candles. I'm just throwing this out there of shower fart. It's coming
out. It's going to sell out real quick.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.